This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. West Bengal Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari has said that the Uniform Civil Code UCC will be implemented in the state. The Chief Minister announced in the assembly that a draft proposal of the bill will be presented at the state cabinet meeting on July 2nd. Following the models of Gujarat, Uttarakhand and Assam, a committee has been formed under the leadership of retired Supreme Court Judge Justice Ranjana Desai. Chief Minister stated that the committee will conduct a study on the total of 9 subjects, including marriage, divorce and adoption, and submit its report within 4 weeks, based on which the state government will formulate the code. However, he clarified that the scheduled tribes, Adivasis, Kurmis and ancient indigenous communities will be kept outside the purview of this law. The government has decided to withdraw the temporary regulatory measures covering the sale and distribution of petrol and diesel. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that with effect from the 1st of July 2026, the temporary measures will be lifted from motor spirit and high-speed diesel through retail outlets of public sector oil marketing companies. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has paid tributes to the heroes of the Santhal Hul on the occasion of Hul Day. In a social media post, Mr. Birla remembered the immortal martyrs who made the supreme sacrifice for India's independence, tribal identity and social justice. He also paid homage to thousands of brave tribal men and women who, under the leadership of Siddho and Kanhu, launched the historic Santhal Hul against the colonial rule, exploitation and injustice. Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today extended greetings on the occasion of Prakash Parv of the 6th Guru of the Sikhism, Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. In a social media post, Mr. Shah hailed Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji for laying the foundation of the saint-soldier tradition for the protection of religion, culture and human values. The Home Minister added that by conveying the profound message of the extraordinary harmony between spiritual power and valour, Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji established Sri Akal Takht Sahib and inspired society to stand against injustice. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that by donning 2 swords, Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji demonstrated that standing fearlessly against injustice alongside spirituality is an integral part of faith. India has intensified its humanitarian outreach in earthquake hit Venezuela under Operation Amistad, expanding relief efforts with a focus on providing medical assistance and emergency support to those affected by the disaster. The Embassy of India in Caracas, Venezuela, shared an update on the social media, saying Operation Amistad has intensified efforts for disaster relief in Venezuela with a healing touch to those affected by the earthquake. Delhi government has approved an ambitious electric vehicle EV policy. As per the new policy, EV cars priced up to 30 lakh rupees have been exempted from registration fees and road taxes. The new policy also offers a 1 lakh rupee incentive for purchasing new EVs while scrapping old vehicles and mandates that only electric two-wheelers can be registered starting April 2028. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the government has devised a comprehensive plan to execute this in phases over the next 4 years. Union Information and Broadcasting Ministry has announced 2 major decisions aimed at boosting the Indian film industry. The decisions were taken at a higher-level review meeting chaired by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting focused on measures to enhance film production, improve distribution networks and integrate emerging technologies into the Indian cinema ecosystem. The ministry said the initiatives are intended to make Indian cinema more globally competitive while encouraging investment in cinema infrastructure, particularly in smaller towns and rural areas. A high-level study group under the chairmanship of Prasar Bharati chairman Prasoon Joshi has been formed, which will study the opportunities and challenges before Indian cinema. In the FIFA World Cup, Morocco defeated the Netherlands 3-2 on penalties after a dramatic 1-1 draw across 120 minutes in the FIFA World Cup 2026 round of 32 clash today. Morocco's Ashraf Hakimi and Neil El Ainoui tested the Dutch goalkeeper Bart Verbruggen, while Mickey van de Ven forced a world-class save from Moroccan keeper Yassine Bounou. And that is the end of this news bulletin.